Hello, Audioboo. It's not very often that I do a social network update these days, because college and family life keeps me pretty busy. But I thought I'd come here today and talk about something that, well, it's kind of hard for me to talk about, but it's something that I can't ignore. Everyone, I'm sure, sometime in their life has heard the saying that history repeats itself. And no matter what we do, sometimes we just don't learn from our mistakes. Or sometimes there are just things that never change. A lot of things change. For example, the newest iPhone. It's never the same. Every year, a new iPhone comes out. And if you have last year's iPhone, you are so behind the times, apparently. And by the way, I still have an iPhone 4. I don't even have a 4S or a 5, so I'm way behind the times, according to technology standards. But that doesn't matter. I was just using that as an example. You know, because a lot of things change. But again, history repeats itself no matter what generation we have here. You would think that for people with a disability, in the past 30 years, there have been so many, although slow, but so many advances, especially in the past 15 to 20 years, so many advances in technology. So many great advances in a lot of wonderful things that have made disabled people more independent and more out there. So it's made people more aware that although there are some people that are disabled or handicapped, whichever you prefer to say, they may have limitations onto what they can do, but that does not make them different. Unfortunately, people still cannot grasp to that concept after, let's say, 30 years of technology advancing and people becoming more independent, you know, with electronic wheelchairs and you know, devices that talk and all sorts of great things. I can understand people's limited knowledge, you know, back in the 50s. There wasn't much out there. And, you know, people had very limited knowledge. But today, there's something different in the world. But yet, history repeats itself. And what is my point exactly for recording this audio boo? And unfortunately, we only get 5 minutes, so I'm going to probably have to record a second one in order to make my point clear enough. My point for doing this is, I've seen a change in people, obviously, in the way we act. If you read my Twitter today, you will know that a gentleman that I hardly knew at school came forward readily to me and said before class, I want to spend, you know, and these are in his words, less time studying and more time masturbating, which, God forgive me, is a very disgusting thing to say. And I'm even ashamed of myself for saying that, even though it wasn't my words. I just don't like the implications that those words put. It's not a very nice thing to say. But, you know, in the 50s, you probably would not have heard somebody say that and come forward and say that to somebody that they hardly knew. You know, I can understand saying that in a private setting, maybe, but in this kind of world that we live in, there's so much changing, yet there's a few things that we just can't seem to grasp, no matter what generation you're in. And you would think that people have become more accepting
0, 17,
of other things, but yet they haven't. And I'm going to explain in the next 5 minute segment why I'm recording this. But isn't it amazing? In a bad way sometimes. Why?